Let's turn to Jan Forshaw. This is a charity called Corum that deals with alcohol prevention, education, awareness programs. Jan, in a way, children are obviously aware of alcohol, but all the figures seem to indicate that they're becoming more responsible, that the message about responsible drinking is getting through to young people. Is that fair or not?
I think it's true that the statistics that have been quoted are correct, that over the last 10 years, alcohol consumption among 11 to 15-year-olds is decreasing. And that's great news, and in fact, it fits in very well with the sort of social norms work that we at Corum Life Education, which is, as you say, a health and drugs education charity, part of the Corum Group, very much promote. But I also think that what we need to be aware of is that children are certainly influenced. Our experience of working with children, and we work in primary schools with children, is that they are extremely brand aware. We have a program where we actually ask children to name all the different brands that they've heard of in relation to alcohol, and then we talk to their parents about this afterwards. Their parents are absolutely amazed consistently that children are so brand aware. And I think one of the things that we need to be aware of is that educating parents about children's alcohol use is probably a very key element, and that has to be added to the picture here.
Children just see their parents and other adults drinking alcohol, says one text. So who can say it's inappropriate marketing? Parenting is about drinking responsibly and teaching children to do the same, and marketing is not really the prime cause there. That's what a text
says. Of course, the great difference there that we need to remember is that the impact, I'm sure your other speaker will be able to say a lot about this, that the impact of alcohol on the adolescent brain is much greater than on adults. But, of course, when children see these things, what tends to happen is it normalises the use of alcohol. I think what's important to remember is that we're not talking about adults here. We're talking about young people, children, and the developing adolescent brain. And there is increasing research now which indicates that the impact of alcohol on the adolescent brain is highly significant. And also, I think the other thing to remember, which maybe may have been different perhaps, is the rate of binge drinking that's now happening amongst young people, which we do know is still significant and very high impact, again, on children and young people's brains.
Okay.
And, of course, what we do know is that lots of programs now, like Corum Life Education's work, are having a great impact on helping children to understand that these things will make a difference and that children can have a choice about whether they want to do these things.
Jen, thank you very much indeed for
that.
I mean,